I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, August 22nd. Army and Navy radio stations around the world had something extra to listen for 100 years ago this week, Mars. The red planet was passing closer to Earth than it had in centuries. A retired astronomer thought that Martians might take advantage of the encounter to beam greetings to the neighbors. So he organized an effort to hear the transmissions. David Todd had led the astronomy program at Amherst College in Massachusetts. Most scientists of the day said there was no chance of a Martian civilization, but Todd disagreed. Radio pioneers Nikola Tesla and Guglielmo Marconi had reported hearing odd signals from space several years earlier. Some interpreted the signals as broadcasts from Mars, and Percival Lowell had created maps of Martian canals, built to bring water from the polar ice caps to a dying civilization. All of that convinced Todd that it was worth listening for Martian broadcasts. Todd asked radio stations to go silent for 5 minutes of every hour for several nights. Only one complied, station WRC in Washington, D.C., but technicians at other stations listened for odd signals. The military instructed its radio operators to listen as well, but only if it didn't interfere with normal operations. And it made its leading cryptographer available to decode any Martian messages. Todd also enlisted the help of a television pioneer, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County, in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.